AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Maybe he went crazy. That's what 26-year-old Ayub El-Kazani's brother is saying about why El-Kazani was on that train to Paris last week, heavily armed when he was tackled by several Americans and other passengers. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
The Paris prosecutor's office has confirmed that Ayub El-Kazani was charged overnight. El-Kazani was tackled and tied up by at least five passengers, including three Americans and a Briton. He's denying terrorism plans, saying he stumbled upon a bag of weapons and decided to rob passengers.
There's a silver lining in all that drama on Wall Street. Warren Levinson's in New York.
Dow Jones Industrials rose as much as 440 points yesterday before being overrun by sellers, dropping the blue chip index another 205 points, 1.3%. Art Cashin at UBS says he thinks the weakness in the stock market will help persuade the Federal Reserve to put off hiking interest rates, which had been expected next month.
I doubt that they'll raise this year, as a matter of fact.
The S&P 500 fell 1.3%. The NASDAQ dropped 0.4%. Warren Levinson, New York.
Looks like the open on Wall Street will be up this morning. China's main stock index fell again today, losing 1.3%, though other Asian markets were mixed. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump told Spanish-language TV news anchor Jorge Ramos to go back to Univision as Ramos stood up to ask a question about immigration at a news conference yesterday in Iowa.
Sit down, please. You weren't called.
Ramos said you cannot deport 11 million people. You cannot build a 1,900-mile wall. Then he was taken out of the room as Trump said he just stands up and starts screaming. Maybe he's at fault also. The Colorado movie theater gunman's mother testified yesterday that he feels remorse for killing 12 people 3 years ago. This is AP Radio News. Is the traffic really bad where you live? A new study finds our roads are more congested than ever. AP correspondent Joan Lowy on why.
Now that the economy has revived, more people are employed. Plus, we've had more population growth since then. Plus, you have lower gas prices now. So people are putting a lot more miles on their car, and the congestion is not just limited to rush hours.
Washington, D.C.'s worst, followed by Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York. This report is from the Texas A&M Transportation Institute and INREX Incorporated. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for Puerto Rico, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, and the Leeward Islands as Tropical Storm Erica approaches. Erica is right now centered about 390 miles east of Antigua and is moving west at about 18 miles per hour. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.